Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Obviously, we're going to have a pretty fascinating time up your way, Rona. I don't know about the paranormal community here in Mesa, Arizona. I'm kind of like a hermit, so I don't go out. I know there's some place within about a mile or two of here near a convenience store that might give readings or something like that. Anyway, Randall, go ahead.
I'd like to hear some of your favorite examples, some of your favorite cases of where you've gone out, talked to people, had really interesting experiences, and ended up helping the people who were there.
Okay. So I will give you our minor cases first, because they're the things with all the cutie awes and that nice and all that stuff, good feeling cases. So I'm going to tell you about a woman who had two children that moved into a condo complex. The man who owned the condo rented it to her, and after 3 days, she called him and said, I'm moving out. I can't take it anymore. There's all this weird stuff going on. I don't know what's wrong with it, but I can't stay here anymore, and I'm too scared. She packed her kids up, and she left after 3 days. So the owner of the condo asked me, could you please go in there? I, very skeptical man, but very nice man. And he said, I need you to go in there, and I need you to tell me what's in my condo that she would have freaked at. And so we went in, and he said, okay, this is what she told me. He says, when they moved in the first morning, she made pancakes. So the kids ate pancakes. They went upstairs to bed. She goes to bed. She wakes up at 2 a.m. with a shoe on her chest, one of her shoes. Doesn't know what the hell's happening. Tosses it off her chest, goes to sleep, wakes up in the morning, goes down to the kitchen. There's flour, there's sugar, there's baking powder, there's baking soda, pancake mix everywhere, all over the kitchen floor and the counters. So she yells at her kids, did you do this? This is horrible. Like, how am I supposed to make pancakes? So everybody cleans it up. That night she goes back to bed. She wakes up in the middle of the night. She's got a shoe now placed on her forehead. And she could hear things moving around. And it was like, okay, that's it. I'm not going to live here anymore. I don't know what the hell's going on. She threw the shoe off. She got the kids up. They all packed up. In the morning they said to him, we're out. So that's when I came in, and I went into the house. Usually I go downstairs because I can track things really easily downstairs, but I went in the house. As I was going up the stairs into the bedroom, I noticed her closet was full of shoes. So she thought her shoes were possessed, and she was not going to take them with her. In her room, I sat on the bed, and all of a sudden, I saw these two little boy spirits come up to me. And they were malnourished. They had their heads shaved. You could see their ribs. You could see sores on them. They just had pants on that weren't in good shape. And I said to them, did you do some of this stuff to this mummy? And they said, well, we liked her, and we saw that she liked making pancakes for her children, so we wanted to help. So that's why that morning we tried to get everything out of the cupboard ready for her. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, what about the shoes? And they said, well, the shoes, she loved shoes, so we wanted to show her that we loved her shoes too, and we wanted her to love us, so we gave her a shoe. And then she didn't seem to notice the shoe because she threw it down. So the next night we put it on her forehead. and it was like, oh, shoot. So anyway, these were, you know, the Ceausescu's Romania, where he had kids in orphanages and they died in orphanages. And it was a horrible, horrible thing. These two little boys were from there, the spirits of these two little boys. And they'd never had a mother. So they were attracted to her maternal energy and the way that she was with her kids. And they just wanted to be a part of their family. So these spirits were not evil. They were not demonic. They're children. And it was sad. So I had to get somebody to come out from the other side to help them in, because I don't know where their parents were, but I know that we had another person from the other side that could come and help little children. And, yeah, I wished I could have contacted the woman herself, because I think if she'd have known this, she wouldn't have been as frightened. The
unknown is the most frightening thing of all,
yes,
isn't it?
It really is.
When
it
you
is.
Don't know what's going on, that's a pretty bizarre kind of occurrence to be having in your home, especially
it
if
is.
You've got...
Yeah.
Looking after kids yourself. Now, I was going to ask you, these visual experiences that you're describing, they seem to be exclusive to your subjective experience. In other words, it's not something where if you were standing in a room with three or four other, say, in quotes, normal people, that they could also experience at the same time, right?
Well, yeah, nobody saw the little boys that I was talking to, no.
Right, or the portals opening, or
no.
A number of these other types of experiences.
No. Actually, so, I did have one person experience it. And that was, yeah, and she came along with me she was very psychic. She came along with me because she was good at talking with child spirits. So she came to a case I had at a townhouse where there was a single mom and her sons were having things happening upstairs in their bunk bedroom. And there was a bad man in the laundry room and all this stuff. And so the one son was seeing children, and the children were trying to protect him from the bad spirit. So we went up to the bedroom to see the children, and there were three children there. There was a little boy who was six, and then he had two sisters that were 9 and 12. And this was maybe 1915, 1920, somewhere in there. They lived in this house. Their parents went out. Little boy decided to play with candles. He set the house on fire. He ended up dying of smoke inhalation, and the girls burned to death.
Ooh.
So the children had told us this, and I was saying to them, well, let's cross you over because your parents are waiting, and I'm sure that they're going to be so happy to see you. The little boy said, no, they're going to be mad because I'm the one that burned the house down. And I said, the burning the house down is not even an issue anymore now with them. It's not. It's just with you right now. So I said, if you cross over to your parents. So I opened up the portal, and these two people, woman and a man, the man came running out, grabbed the little boy and was crying. And then the mother came out and grabbed the two girls, and everybody was crying. And, then they went back through the porthole. It was amazing, because I was sort of crying, and I looked over at my friend, and she was bawling her eyes out, and she looked at me and she said, Rona, I saw it. And I said, saw what? I saw the light. I saw them go into the light. I've never seen that before.
Wow. This is really interesting, because, you know, there are people who might say, okay, this is just a subjective experience. It's all going on in your mind. It's what you want to believe, and your mind is somehow creating the imagery for you.
I want to believe this, and I hope you do also. And we'll get back with Rona Anderson and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The discussion continues with Rona Anderson, and Randall had a question. Go ahead, please.
But, like I was saying before the break, when two separate individuals are experiencing exactly the same sort of subjective experience, that is really interesting to me.
Yeah, it's very rare. It's very rare because it depends on how people quote unquote see things too. Because I see a lot of stuff with my eyes closed behind my eyes. But there are some times that I'll see stuff with my eyes wide open and I can see it clear as day. So there's a lot of different ways that people see paranormal experiences.
Do you think the same experience might look entirely different to another person then?
Yeah, because especially kids. Like, kids are very black and white. They'll tell you everything. You can ask them stuff. Kids will say, oh, I saw him right by the closet. And then a kid will say, I went to bed and I didn't want to open my eyes, but I could see him with my eyes closed. So they all have different types of ways of seeing spirits or different things that come out of closets. I used to have something that came out of my closet when I was a young girl. It was like, what the heck? Every night it would creak and it would open and it was like, ah. And then I would just get up in my bed after a while and just say, close the door, and the door would close. So you had to build backbone with this.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the thing about paranormal experiences is that they can be rather easy to be offhandedly dismissed by people who have never had such an experience.
Absolutely.
But when you do have one of those experiences, you know that there is something that is extraordinary going on. I'm not sure I have all the same interpretations as other paranormal investigators do about what's going on, but I don't have any doubt in my mind that something is going on that is not simply a misidentification of something mundane. But this does bring up the issue of, well, there are a lot of cases too where people think they're having some sort of a paranormal occurrence, but it really is something mundane that they're misidentifying. How do you go about filtering out the real ones from the ones that aren't?
Okay, so I had an invite to go to this woman's house. She wanted to sell her house. She said, I think I might have a ghost in it. I went into her house. I was there for 10 minutes, and I said, there's nothing in here. I said, you have a lot of negative energy in here that you need to get cleared out. But I said, there are no spirits residing in here at all. And I said, what happened in here? And she said, well, she said, I had rented this to a bunch of guys. And one night I came over to collect my rent and the tables were filled of drugs and drug paraphernalia and guns and other stuff. So they were selling drugs out of the house she was not aware of. So she called police and got them out. And I said, well, that will cause a very negative energy going around in your house. So she did not have a ghost. However, she was very glad that I'd picked up on what rooms had the bad energies. And you know, of course, after telling me why, then we could figure out, okay, that's why that kitchen is like that. And that's why dining room's like that. So that made her very happy. And I said, you know, the thing is, it could have got much worse. Of course, when you have anyone in your house doing something illegal, it could get very much worse. Other energies in people's houses, I've gone in and I've picked up a spirit that is attracted to somebody because they were a victim of abuse. So it could be physical abuse, mental abuse, or sexual abuse. And I have to ask them outright, were you mentally abused by your father or who? Were you sexually abused? You know, I have to ask them these things. I have to ask them, are you on medications? Are you taking illegal drugs? Because all these circumstances lead up to what spirits come into your place to haunt you.
So right now, getting kind of, and you can help me out here if I don't have this quite right, is that we seem to have sort of three categories of occurrences happening. There's ones where there really isn't anything happening. It's just an animal in the house, or that there's some faulty wiring, or there's some really physical, simple, everyday, mundane explanation for it. Then there's this situation where there's what you call the energy, which it might be thought of as kind of more like a photograph of negativity or something, but it's not necessarily in and of itself alive like a spirit would be. And then there's actual spirits that can interact and communicate with you. Have I got that sort of correct?
Everything out there in the paranormal world is energy. It's all made up of different energies, right? We're made up of different energies. We don't realize what kind of energies we give off. It's another person that observes you that could probably let you know what kind of energy you give off. But a lot of things that happen to people happen to them for a specific reason why that spirit chose that house and that person. And I get a lot of questions, what attracted a spirit to my house? And, you know, there's victim energy, there's energy of people who are having mental issues. There's energy for people that are, you know, drug users. There's a whole, I've got like a whole sheet of paper with all the different things that could attract spirits because of these things. I can come into somebody's place that has a spirit in there and is suffering from an addiction, but if they don't get treatment from this addiction, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever, as soon as I remove that spirit, another one's going to come right in. So I'm doing a Band-Aid application for this person, and I don't like doing it. It's much helpful if they went and got counseling, and then they can be helped. Same with people who have been sexually abused. They carry a victim energy with them, and they just attract more pedophiles and wife beaters and
whatever negativity is associated with that particular kind of energy. So it's almost kind of like a frequency or a spectrum of light. Like if the blue light is on, you know, and if it's like blue energy, that's going to attract blue spirits. Or if it's red energy, it's going to attract red spirits. I mean, that's just kind of an oversimplification, but just because you walk into a place and say there's an energy there doesn't necessarily mean there's any spirits there.
We've got more to come with Rona, Gene, and Randall. You're in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been a dramatic increase in outbreaks of COVID-19. The World Health Organization gave an update.
The pandemic is accelerating. More than 150,000 new cases of COVID-19 were reported to WHO yesterday, the most in a single day so far.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas. Florida is one of a number of states that are seeing big jumps in cases. Governor Ron DeSantis says young adults are showing positive.
Last week, the median age of all the positive tests in the state of Florida was 37.
The state has allowed bars, restaurants, and some theme parks to reopen. Since that time, the numbers have gone up dramatically. More than 3,800 new confirmed cases on Friday. This is USA Radio News. The powerful U.S. attorney in Manhattan, who's been overseeing investigation into President Trump's allies, showed up at his office to work to find the attorney general there to fire him. Then Jeffrey Berman issued a statement saying he would leave after all. Attorney General William Barr says President Trump had ordered Berman out, but the president says that's up to Barr. The administration's push to dump Berman set up a clash with the Justice Department and one of the nation's top districts, which is now investigating Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Three Major League Baseball clubs have closed their practice facilities after players and others tested positive or showed symptoms of the coronavirus. The Philadelphia Phillies say five players tested positive for COVID-19. The Toronto Blue Jays closed up their site in Dunedin, Florida, after a player showed symptoms. And the San Francisco Giants facility in Scottsdale, Arizona, was shut down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Big the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
Rene Anderson, I have a question of you kind of out of left field here. You're communicating with some of these earthbound spirits, obviously. How do you know the things they're telling you are true?
Well, you don't have a very long conversation with them, number one. They tell you bits and pieces of stuff. So there are some times when they'll tell us stuff and we will try and go and get it confirmed from somewhere. There are cases that I've had where I've had the spirits, when I describe the spirits, I have total confirmation from the homeowner as who they are. The homeowner has not told me who these spirits are. They don't know that they know the spirits until I describe what the spirits look like. And then it's almost like amazement for them. So the one case that I had was a woman was losing money, clothing, like very nice clothing, jewelry, rings, all kinds of stuff that cost a lot of money. She lived upstairs in her house, and her son lived downstairs in his house, in the basement. Now, the first thing I thought was, your son's probably taking your stuff, right?
That's logical.
Yeah, and I thought, no, I got to give her the benefit of the doubt. So I go to her house. She talks to me for a little while. I'm not picking anything up. She says, well, here's the basement. I go into the basement. I'm sitting there, and I look up. She went back upstairs. I look over the corner. Here's this 12-year-old boy, and he's laughing at me. And he says, you'll never find them. And I said, you took all that stuff. Where did you put it? Well, I put it under, but you'll never find them. And this just went on. And it's like, Jesus Christ, little bugger. He won't tell me where the stuff is. So I'm looking under the bed. I'm looking under the couch. I'm looking under all kinds of stuff. I can't find it anywhere. Finally, I thought, I've got to cross this kid over because he shouldn't be here doing this stuff. And so I crossed him over. I got him to go over. And as he was walking in, he goes, "You'll never find them, huh?" And I thought, yeah, I probably won't. And the gate's closed, so he's gone. So I got the woman that owned the house to come downstairs. And I said to her, "He's got your stuff. He hid it in places. I don't know if you're going to get it. You might. It might come through the ether sphere, and you might actually get some of it appearing here and there. You just never know." And I said, "I'm trying to describe who this kid was. He's 12 years old." She said, "Oh, why would a 12-year-old kid do this to me?" And I said, "I don't know." So we go upstairs through this other entrance to her living room, and there's a set of family pictures. And I look, and right in the middle of family picture is a 12-year-old boy, the spitting image of this guy. I said, "Who the hell's that?" And she said, "Oh, my God, that was my husband when he was 12. And I said, "That's the guy that took all your stuff." And she's going, "Oh, my God, that SOB, he didn't want me to have nice dresses or nice clothes or nice jewelry or cosmetics, perfumes. They're all gone. He took them." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "He was probably a little bugger when he was 12. And that's probably the age he thought, I'll get away with it if I'm 12. And that's how he showed up. So she did call me for a couple of weeks, and she was getting bits and pieces of things back, but she never got any of the clothes back. So to get them from one dimension to another is a little harder, I think. But yeah,
yeah, that's rather hard to explain in and of itself.
Yeah.
Just, you know, exactly what's going on there. I mean, I can understand things being moved around, maybe, mm-hmm. because I've experienced that happening.
Yep.
But to just have something vanish out of this realm and into the other, that's material.
Yep. It's very, very, very common now.
Wow. Okay. That's actually kind of worrisome.
Yep.
That almost it's opening up a portal, not just a spiritual portal, but an actual physical one, because you can't have something that is non-physical
mm-hmm.
that can interact with the physical. It must also be something physical in order to interact with the physical.
It's probably a wormhole from some physical dimension that they go through, and they try to put stuff down. That doesn't necessarily mean that wormhole is going to hit that area again, right? So you only get back what they can get back to you. I had glasses missing for a whole year. And a year after they were missing, I went down to the laundry room, and there was a whole bunch of towels that had been washed that were stacked together. And here are the damn glasses sitting on top of the towels.
Wow.
And
yeah.
My husband didn't put them there.
We've all had experience. Well, maybe we haven't all, but it seems like we've all had experiences like that where we don't know how to explain certain occurrences like that.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know. Here's one for you that happened to me not too long ago. Okay, if I'm allowed to ask what you think this might mean, I don't know how to explain it myself. This is the most recent weird thing that happened to me, but you know how a person generally has a method to the way that they make their bed and layer their blankets?
Yeah.
So I go to sleep, and in the morning, I wake up, and the blankets are in a reversed order on top.
Hmm.
All perfect, all perfectly laid, but completely the wrong order.
Hmm.
What's going on with that?
I don't know. You don't sleepwalk, right?
Nope. Not that I know of. I mean, I'm living by myself now. I suppose I could have got up in the middle of the night unknowingly and changed everything around.
Are you in a twin or a queen or a king bed?
It's a queen.
A queen. So it's not a small bed.
No.
So it's not like you could roll over and then make all your covers go roll over all the way to the other side and then be semi-awake and then pull the bottom back over to your side, so now everything's reversed.
Sometimes things do get pretty messed up, but this was a case where I had just done my laundry and everything and all my blankets and made the bed all up fresh, and that just doesn't happen. this was all still, you know, it was just like I had made it that way, which is really kind of weird.
That's interesting. I've had cases where they'll pull the covers on the bed, or they'll pull people's feet under the covers on the bed. But I haven't heard of covers totally reversing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just as, you know, sometimes it's just these small things where you're going, it's not really consequential. Nobody's been hurt.
That's what they do. That's what they do. I mean, lots of stuff. I mean, there was there's a place up in St. Albert where they have a seniors condo area, very, very high end, beautiful. And I got called out there because this woman said there was a lot of awful things going on in her condo and she needed help immediately. And I went out there and she told me, this is the opposite of the other story. She said, look, I have a closet. I opened it up. I have some high end clothes in there that I don't buy and I don't wear. I have extra makeup in my drawers that I've never used that just appeared there the day before. I have a mirror that I've never used that appeared on my counter. There's creams. There's other stuff. They're in my drawers. I don't use them. There's some shoes that are in my closet. I do not wear them. I don't know where this is coming from. She says, we have things that are missing in our house. And I said, okay. So I said, let me come in the door and just get myself acquainted for 2 seconds. So they sort of had a split level. So the split level went into, it's not really a basement, but it's a lower family room.
There. We've got a few more segments to spend with Rona. She's going to also join us on After the Paracast this week. So what we don't do now, we'll do then. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Rona Anderson, as you know, when we have to break for a few pieces of business, we have to interrupt sometime, and I had to interrupt you. Would you go on, please?
So I was in the family room downstairs, and I saw two women. One had a almost like a hospital gown on that was very grimy, and she had long stringy hair, and she seemed crazy. The other woman was in a beautiful, very, very well-made red dress. Her hair was done to the nines. It was black. She had jewelry on, and she's trying to hold on to the crazy woman. And I said, "What's going on?" And she said, "I'm trying to hold on to Izzy. She keeps wanting to get away from me." I said, "What is she trying to do?" "She's trying to wreck the house, and I don't want her to do that." And I said, "Okay." I said, "You guys have to calm down, because you're going to have to go into the light." "Oh, well, okay, only if Izzy comes with me, because I don't want to leave her here with the house." So managed to get them to go where they were supposed to go, over, crossover, into the light. That worked out okay. So went up to the homeowners to tell them what was going on. I explained how the two women looked. They lost their, you know what? They said, "Are you kidding me? Izzy? Did you really say Izzy?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "She was aboriginal." And they said, "Oh my God." They said, "Okay, number one, the person that lived here before, she had beautiful dresses and jewelry, and she didn't want to leave the condo, and she had to get taken to a senior's residence, and she passed away there. She would wear beautiful red dresses. Her hair would be perfect. She'd be looking like dressed to the nines, and everything is in place." They said, "Who's Izzy?" And I said, "Izzy was the one that, she's aboriginal, she looked crazy. I don't know what's going on." And they said, "Oh my God." They said, "We lived in another home before this. We had it built from the ground up. And after it was finished building, we started to have water come seep into the basement. We started to have water troubles in the bathroom and the kitchen. We had problems with our electrical wiring. We had problems with our phone. We couldn't phone out. All these things started happening. We started to dig the basement up to see what was going on. And here was a full-form skeleton of an Aboriginal woman in the basement. So they had to get an expert, an archaeological expert on Indigenous people and, you know, who they might be, to come there and analyze the bones. And he told them that she was a princess. I'm not sure with what band, but they had called her Isabella, which was unusual because it's a Spanish name, but I think that's what they took it from, was Isabella. So she was an Indian princess, and she had gotten ill They didn't say if she got mentally ill or what. And she just went into disintegrating mode, and nothing made sense that she did. And she was very starting to deteriorate, which was unfortunate. So we figured out that what it was, that Izzy was attracted to the people who were living there because they had put a house on top of her. So she was going to their house in spirit form and wanting to destroy their house. And the lady that had lived in the house, the current house, decides she wants to protect her house. So they're having battles in the living room every day. So that's what was going on at their house. So,
but how does that explain like stuff like actual makeup? And I mean, that's fascinating. It's really cool. But how does stuff get
that was
real things get into closets and makeup cases?
That was the real makeup from the woman who died, who was in the red dress.
In other words, they could tell it was dated from a certain period, or
it was just recently. They confirmed it with her kids.
Okay. So that's okay. So it corresponds to the kind of clothing she had and makeup she had, but where did it come from? Like when they cleaned up her stuff, they must have taken the makeup and her clothes.
Absolutely.
And stuff, I guess.
They took it away. They don't know if they sold it or they gave it to somebody or whatever, but somehow she cherry picked everything she wanted to be back in that condo and put it on hangers and put it on the floor and put it in the makeup drawer. Like,
wow.
It's not a ton of stuff, but this woman did it.
It's enough to, well, it would be enough to make anyone wonder, even if it's a small thing, like, you know, we were talking about before, but when it's a number of things, you know, it would be really interesting to know if the people who had acquired it from whatever the secondhand shop maybe that it went to, or the you know, whoever had it, if they'd actually noticed it missing.
Yeah, and I don't know that the answer to that. I don't know if they actually took that particular one, or they had it manifested something that looks exactly like it. You know what I mean?
Do you think that's possible?
Listen, the things I've seen, anything's possible. I'm telling you. I've seen insects crawling around people's houses with people's heads on them that are as 4 feet long. I mean, I've seen all kinds of stuff.
So it's not like the movie The Fly, where it's a tiny little insect with a human head.
No, this was bizarre. This was like a Hieronymus Bosch painting that I saw in a person's basement. Yeah, I've seen weird dozens of weird stuff. And I think that's another difference between me and a lot of the paranormal groups is I see the spirits. I see if there's two, or I see if there's 12 spirits in people's houses. And I can see exactly who they are. I write down in my book who they are. I write down if I can find out why they're there and who they were when they were alive. I think that it honors them, but it also helps the people living in the house to know who and what was in their house. I've encountered animals. I encountered what the heck was it? Python, a boa constrictor, sorry. Somebody had the ghost of a boa constrictor in their townhouse. That was fun. And it was up in there.
How far afield do people contact you to come over and help them?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people outside of Edmonton wanting me to come, but right now, I mean, I'm even having a hard time going to places in Edmonton with this COVID thing. So, I mean, I am in my 60s. I want to help people, but, and I would prefer if I go anywhere that Ben comes with me, because these days you don't know what you're driving into. And, a lot of times Ben is not free to go with me to these places. So I'd like to wait until there's time when I can go with Ben, to any outside places that need our help. I know there's a person waiting in Fort Saskatchewan that would like me to help them. So I haven't called them back. I have to do that. But they're very horrified by what they have, and I'm trying to calm them down, saying it's not as bad as you think it is. They just want to appear as bad as you would think it was. So,
do you charge for your services or what?
You know, I don't officially charge. I don't put it on my website or anywhere. But what I ask for when I go to their house is if they feel they had whatever economic sort of grade they're in, if they feel they can give money to me for my services as a donation, I appreciate it. Because I have gone to some low socioeconomic places, and I really can't ask some of the people for anything. So I just don't in those circumstances, and they sometimes have the worst things going on, especially the people that live in big apartments or townhouse complexes. If you have people who are selling drugs in them or abusing people in them, you get these spirits going in and out of everyone's apartment and condo all day and sort of just making the rounds. And, you know, I can go over and get a spirit out, but like I said, another one will be coming in because your neighbor upstairs is selling fentanyl or cocaine or whatever to somebody, and they're attracting all these spirits that died from drug overdoses or people that were addicted to drugs who passed, you know?
Let me ask you about attracting spirits, good or bad, trying to understand the process, trying to learn what's going on. I live in a place probably too new to attract anything, not even little crickets. Oh, we do have crickets sometimes. Got more to come with Rona, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.